Yahweh bless you, which he always does. And we're going to hear from our Heavenly Father according to 1 Corinthians 14. So anybody who wants to speak in tongues and interpret and or prophesy, go ahead.
Do not be fearful. And when you feel fear, you must drive it out. Do not tolerate fear. Do not analyze fear. Do not analyze this discomfort. Instead, force it out, clean it out, so that your house can be a clean, holy vessel for me and my son to dwell.
Amen. Those of you that come before me, walk upon my word. Those of you that come before me, know that I have given you all the things that pertain unto life and godliness. Just reach out and take. Receive and take the things that I have made available to you. Don't doubt, just receive and take.
Amen.
I'll give prophecy. Be still and listen. There's so much movement and noise in your everyday life. Being still is something reserved for me. Being still and quiet and listening is something reserved for me. Use this time wisely.
Word prophecy. Know that you are a gem, that you are a desert in the rose. That don't let your old man or adversary talk you out of what I've given you or what I've built you for. So stand up, know how I see you, and that's how you shall act.
Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for those wonderful words of edification, exhortation, and comfort according to 1 Corinthians 14. Tonight we're going to do a sharing on something that we probably have all thought about, but put it into perspective. Yahushua was not recognized after his resurrection. And so we're going to say, let's just put all the evidence together. And what? How could you not be recognized? Is you have a different face and a different voice, and in order to do that, that requires faith on all the believers who followed him. And you know, Hebrews 11, 1-2 is the faith walk, and everybody could go there. Things not seen, but we're going to go. Just to give you an illustration. I did a recording of people who have passed away in our family and other people who passed away. And we're going to do a test to see if people can hear that voice and identify who that person was. So recognizing is really two aspects. And we're going to see about Yahushua is visual and audio. So.
You can smell it.
That's true. I can smell you.
Mm-hmm. And so you guys, if you'll pay attention and name that person. Okay. And this is only goes for about, this, no, no, go ahead. This only goes for about, no, don't turn it.
Are these people who passed away?
Yeah, fall asleep.
Okay, you ready?
Yep. Okay, so a little sharing here tonight. We'll go ahead and get started.
Share together some of our experiences.
And
you're dead?
Grandma Mary.
This is my uncle.
Hey, Pop.
The sponsor has been identified, but unlike most television programs,
Spirit. And now we want to put together some
John
information
Shanahan.
On the revelation.
John Shanahan didn't pass away, did he?
No. But what you can.
Okay, so.
The point being is that people we haven't seen for 10, 20 years, their voice identifies who they are. And so we're going to see in the cases that many times Yahushua spoke and they didn't identify who he was. So what does that have to say? Different voice. We're going to see people looking at him and didn't know who he was. And so I think that's the shock, and we can just go ahead and document this. And we're going to go to Matthew, begin there. Oh, first thing, yeah. Here's my son-in-law. And he went to sleep about 2 years ago, but he was the first person on the recording, and people identified. We haven't seen him haven't heard him for 2 years. And so if Tim was across down the street in Yale, I could probably identify his voice, who it
yeah,
was.
He heard his voice.
And so we're going to see Yahushua calling to people, and nothing. Doesn't register. So you have to say, why is that? Well, the only explanation is...
they weren't listening to him when he was there?
No.
I'm kidding.
They needed faith.
Yeah. Well, he changed and he's incognito. let's see here. So we go to Matthew 28, 1 through 10. We go through the four Gospels, really three, because Mark really doesn't contribute anything to this. Let's see here. 28. 1 through 10. Let's see here. I'm going to see I got 27.
It's at the bottom.
Page 33.
There it is. And late in the week, when it was on the point of dawning unto the first of the week, came Mary the Magdalene. And that's, whenever you see the word Mary, it's Miriam. Mary is not Hebrew. Miriam the Magdalene and the other Miriam to view the sepulchre. And lo, a great commotion occurred, for a messenger of Yahweh descended out of heaven, and coming near had rolled away the stone and was sitting upon it. Now his appearance was as lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. That's really not much of a factor, so we're just going to go on to 5. But the messenger answered and said unto the women, plural, be not afraid, for I know that Yahushua the crucified you are seeking. He is not here, for he hath awoken, that's Egyro, as he said, come see the place where he laid. And quickly going, tell his disciples he has awoken, Egyro, from the dead, and lo, he is going before you into Galilee. There shall you yourselves see him. Lo, I have told you. And departing quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, they ran to bring tidings unto his disciples. And lo, Yahushua met them, saying, joy to you. And they, going forward, held his feet and worshipped him. And we're going to see this is going to be like a secondary visit, not the first visit. Because we know it with Miriam, she's at the tomb, and she thinks he's the gardener. Then Yahushua said to them, be not afraid, go on your way, tell the brethren that they may depart into Galilee, and there they shall see me. Now we go to 16 and 17. And the 11 disciples went into Galilee unto the mountain which Yahushua had appointed them. And seeing him, they bowed down. He put worship, but the footnote says bow down. But some, what?
Doubted.
So you're looking at, now if I saw my son-in-law, who died 2 years ago, would there be any doubt that who he was and he had the same voice? He had a lymph node removed, so he had a big scar underneath his armpit. I would not ask to see the scar if he was there in person with the same voice.
Right.
I would just be shocked. Not shocked. It'd be a miracle after 2 years after being cremated. You know, that's a really good one. So we start thinking about this. This is a normal procedure. If you saw a deceased relative who you knew, and they spoke to you, had the same voice, and they popped up, you're not going to have to ask for identification.
Driver's license.
Yeah, driver's license. Or you scarred yourself when you were a little kid. Let me see that, you know. So a lot of this stuff you got to take into consideration. Mark 16, 1 through 8, we're not going there, but there was no sighting of Yahushua. So there's no physical observation of Yahushua on that. But we're going to go to Luke, which there is. Luke 24, 1 through 2. Verses 1 through 12. And we're not going to go there because I've got a lot of reading to do. But from 1 to 12, there's no sighting of Yahushua. Now we're going to start at 13. And we all know about this.
Well, hold on a moment.
Luke 24, verse 13. And we're not even going to read that because this is the road to Emmaus. Emmaus is 8 miles south of Jerusalem. We'll start again. So that's going to be 2 miles an hour. It's a 4-hour walk. You're going to be with Yahushua and not know it's Yahushua. These two guys. And so let's just go to 13, and we're going to see that. Let's see here, 24, 13. And lo, two from among them on the selfsame day were journeying unto a village distant 60 furlongs from Jerusalem, the name of which is Emmaus. And they were conversing one with another about the things which had occurred. And it came to pass, as they were conversing and reasoning together, that Yahushua himself, drawing near, was journeying with them. Now, could you have a dead relative come up to you and start walking with you?
And you wouldn't notice?
Yeah, your grandfather?
Granddad.
Dennis?
Well, I mean, it's only been 3 days or 4 days anyway.
Well, I know, but even then, what the heck?
Freak out.
Yeah.
So obviously, Yahushua was going with them for 4 hours while he's talking with them. His voice, obviously, they didn't recognize. His face, they didn't recognize. And as we know, at the decline, in 31, no, that's 30, and it came to pass when he reclined with them, taking the loaf, he blessed, and breaking it, went on to give it to them. And their eyes were open, and they knew him. Boom. And he vanished from them. And they said one to another, was not our heart burning as he was speaking out to us in the way he was opening to us in the scriptures? So they end up going back another 4 hours, so it's been at least 8 to 10 hours, coming back to tell people about this incident. And then 33 to 43, and arising in that very hour, they returned to Jerusalem and found themselves together, the 11, and them who were with them, saying, in truth, the Lord has awoken Gyro, and hath appeared unto Simeon. When you ever see the word Simon, it's the Hebrew name Simeon.
Like the tribe of Simeon.
Yeah, yeah. Mary is Miriam. Judas is Judah. You know, so these are all Greek things. And they went on to relate the things that had passed on the journey and how he was made known unto them in the breaking of the loaf. And so this is the faith walk. All of a sudden, he did some mannerism to say, I've seen that before, you know, on how he blessed and did something, and we're like, holy mackerel, and all of a sudden, wow, and all of a sudden, bink, you're gone. He wasn't known to them by their face, he wasn't known to them by their voice, he was known by the breaking of bread. Now, as these very things they were telling, he himself stood in the midst. The other stuff is double bracket. But being agitated and becoming afraid, why would anybody be agitated or becoming afraid unless you got a stranger who pops into the room? Yeah, all of a sudden, who the heck are you? They began to imagine upon a ruach they were looking, because how did you get in here? And he said unto them, why are you troubled, and for what cause do you reason arise in your heart? So were they saying, there's Yahushua? No. See my hands. Now, why would I have to show his hands and his feet if he had his face and his voice?
Right.
That makes no sense whatsoever. It'd be like, Tim, well, Tim, if you're really Tim, I want to see your armpit. Well, that's just ridiculous. But he showed, handle me and see, because a ruach had not flesh and bones as you perceive I have. Next, 40 is double brackets, not in the text. And while yet they believe not, so it can't be his face and it can't be his voice, because they believe not. For the joy and were marveling, he said unto them, have you anything to eat here? And they're so like, okay, who is this stranger?
Yeah. Help yourself.
Yeah, who popped in here?
Who invited this guy?
I'm going to touch him to see if he's a ruach. And they gave unto him a piece of boiled fish, and taking it before them, he did eat. Let's see here. And now we go to John. Chapter 20. John has a lot. John chapter 20, 1 through 10, there is no sighting. There is no manifestation. 1 through 10. Now we're going to go from 11 to 14. This is Miriam Magdalene. Miriam from Magdalene. Howbeit, Miriam remained standing against the tomb outside weeping. So then, as she wept, she stooped aside into the tomb, and beholding two messengers in white garments, sitting one at the head and the other at the feet, where he had been lying the body of Yahushua. Now, another thing to keep in consideration, Yahushua could have manifested himself to us, and we never recognized him. they can, you know, like here, these are men. You know, you could be your waiter. It could be your card can, your car salesman, or anything else that happens. And so we've got to be able to walk with eyes of faith, of enlightenment. One at the head and the other at the feet, where had been lying the body of Yahushua. And they said unto her, "Woman, why weepest thou? These are spirits." No, here's men. She said unto them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him." These things saying, she turned around and seeing Yahushua. Who's she looking at? Yahushua standing. Did she recognize him?
No.
Now how could you see Yahushua standing and not recognize him? And knew not that it was Yahushua. So it says right there. She's going to talk to him. Yahushua said unto her, "Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?" She, supposing he was the gardener, said, did she recognize that voice?
No.
No. "Wow, you sound just like," I mean, even had a different face, "you sound just like my master." You know, you had that sometimes, or somebody, all of a sudden, it really rings a bell, a voice, or a similar sight. She, supposing he was a gardener, said unto him, "Sir, if thou hast borne him," she's talking right face to face, "if thou hast borne him thence, tell me whence thou hast laid him, and I will take him away." Now, they're in Jerusalem, so what are the three languages?
Hebrew and Greek and Aramaic.
And Latin. Latin, Hebrew, and Greek. You know, it's interesting that people say, "Oh, it's all Aramaic." On the sign on the cross, what do they say? What
Latin,
were the languages?
Greek, and Hebrew.
Yeah, never says Aramaic. Regardless of what everybody else says. Yahushua said unto her in Hebrew, "Miriam." You know, they were talking in Greek or Latin. Because it says here, she turning unto him in Hebrew, Rabboni. So what was she talking before? Not Hebrew. Which means teacher. Okay, so when he said in Hebrew, "Miriam," bingo, and maybe his voice, his natural voice came back, and all of a sudden, "I know that voice." All right, and she turning unto him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which meant teacher. How do you know Yahushua spoke in Hebrew?
Peter or Paul.
Yeah, the Apostle Paul. On the road to Damascus, he spoke the whole thing in Hebrew, and that's in Acts 26. Yahushua said unto her, "Be not detaining me, for not yet have I ascended unto the Father, but be going unto my disciples," probably all in Hebrew, "going unto my disciples and say to them, I have ascended unto my Father and your Father and my God, and your God. Mary the Magdalene coming, bringing tidings unto the disciples, I have seen the Lord, and that these things he had said unto her. It being late, therefore, on that day, the first of the week, and doors having been made fast where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Yahushua came and stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace be unto you." So all of a sudden,
the door's locked, and
the door's locked. He pops in. Now it should be, he's here. You know, here's the face, peace to you. But it's the different. If it's a different voice, a different face.
And
this saying, he pointed out both his hands and his side. Why would you have to point out your hands and your side? You know. Let me see here. "Peace be unto you, just as my Father sent me, I also send you." And this saying, he breathed strong and said, and then received the Holy Spirit. But 24. But Thomas, one of the 12, the one called Didymus, was not with them when Yahushua came. The other disciples, therefore, were saying unto him, "We have seen the Lord." And he said unto them, "Except I see his hands." Why would that identify? Because they have to say he's not the same. He doesn't have the same face or the same voice. Because you don't have to say, "Well, just show me his face, for goodness sakes. I know his voice and his face."
His hands,
you have to say, "Show me his hands." Yeah. Why did you tell me to show you his hands? Because this guy has been crucified. Well, I'm going to see his hands and to see that, because you can't live from being crucified. But he said unto them, "Except I see his hands, the print of the nails, and press my fingers into the side, and press my hand into the side, in no wise will I believe." And 8 days after, his disciples again were with him, and Thomas with him. Yahushua coming, the door having been made fast, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace be unto you." Then said he unto Thomas, "Reach thy finger thither, and see my hands, and reach thy hand, and press it into my side, and become not disbelieving, but believing." Thomas answered and said unto him, "My Lord and my Elohim." Now we're going to go on to the Sea of Tiberias, or the Sea of Galilee. Now this is really good too, so this should wake us up. You see here, that's him. 21:5-7. They're fishing. They go fishing. Yahushua therefore said unto them, he's speaking to them on the boat, they don't recognize his voice. "Children, perhaps you have nothing to eat." They answered him, "No." Can they hear him? Yeah, yeah, they responded. Can he hear them? Yes, they can respond. And he said unto them, "Cast a net on the right side of the boat, and you shall find." "It's the Lord." No. They cast therefore and no longer were then able to draw for the multitude of the fishes. Okay, I remember this trick. This is when we first met him, Peter, right? Now everything goes down. The voice isn't there. Somebody says, "Cast over here." I remember that. That disciple therefore whom Yahushua loved said unto Peter, "It is the Lord." And why? Not from his voice, but from the miracle that just happened. They hadn't caught any fish. They throw over the net, and all of a sudden, the net's full up. Uh-oh. That is the Lord. Simon Peter, therefore, hearing that it was the Lord, girded him and his upper garments, for he was naked, and cast himself into the sea. But the other disciples came by the little boat, for they were not further from the land, about 200 cubits off, dragging the net of fish. So when they got out upon the land, they behold a cold fire lime, and fish lying over and bread. Yahushua said unto them, "Bring of the fish you caught just now." Simon Peter therefore went on board and drew the net onto the land, full of large fishes, 153. And though there were so many, the net was not rent. Yahushua said unto them, "Come, break your fast." Not one of the disciples were venturing to ask him, "Who art thou?" Why would that statement even be in there if he had the face and the voice of Yahushua? And so they know the fish. We know you got different appearances. Obviously, this is after probably they've seen him again.
But there's a thing that they might have prepared for this. He doesn't look the same.
Yeah, he doesn't look the same. And all of a sudden, because we're going to see, this is the third time he manifested himself. So every time it's a different person. But you're like, "You got us again."
Now you got red hair. Gotcha. Yeah.
He has a big glasses with a fake mustache. And Well, just watch this. And it says that, "Who art thou?" Knowing that it was the Lord. So Yahushua coming, taking the bread and giving it to them, and the fish in like manner. This already is the third time Yahushua was manifesting unto the disciples. So the third time, he doesn't look the same. Wow. After he was raised, as he has awoken from among the dead. So, I think that's enough evidence to say, yeah, no, this makes complete sense that he's making people walk in faith. All right, don't be leaning upon me. I'm always here in some way or another. Amen. And we could even say that with ourselves, with messengers and people like that. I just remember one time, you know, it was downtown. It's funny, on a knowingness. And here's a kid on a bicycle. And all of a sudden came up and said something to me. He was probably 15 or 16 years old on like a little bike at this and something like that. And all of a sudden, I didn't even forget what it was. But it didn't hit me after it was done. That was a messenger. It was a physical person, but there was an awareness. Only time it's ever happened to me was awareness that wasn't a human being. That was a messenger. And how do I know? No, he's just a kid on a bike. But we have Holy Ruach to say that, so they can be any place, at any time, anywhere. So always remember that.
That's Evers.
Now we know we won't go there, but to sum up. How he was seen was in 1 Corinthians 15:3-8, and Paul talks about him being seen by the, you know, and it's also saw by the 12. Let's just go there, because this is another important thing. Judas had not killed himself, so it appears that Judas has killed himself after he betrayed Yahushua. And that's not the case.
Where are we going?
15.
First Corinthians 15.
3 through 8. And this is an important thing to show people. And another reason why that's, you know, we have to figure these things out. Another reason why Judas didn't kill himself, he was there at the 40 days in Galilee. Judas was. Yahushua came, went to Galilee, 40 days, right? If Judas had already killed himself, Yahushua would have picked a replacement, the 12th apostle. And that's not picked until the book of Acts chapter 1. So think of that. Obviously, Judas is gone, and another apostle is you. That's it. No, there's no apostle picked until after the ascension. After Christ ascended, that's when Judas killed himself. Why? Let's go to 3 and 8. For I delivered unto you among the first things, but also I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he had been awoken. Anytime you see the word raised in 1 Corinthians 15, it's always egairo, which means awoken, raised. So in a figurative sense, every word has a root meaning, the true meaning. Egairo means awoken. What comes along once you're awoken? You get up. Okay? That's the figurative sense. And so I can say that too with the word gold. You know, we've done this before. The word gold, there is gold bars, and that's gold. It's not a color. But when I say she has golden hair, well, now it's tied to the actual physical evidence, which is gold, and gold is yellow. So the word has to be tied somehow to figuratively to the actual meaning of the word. So egairo is sleep, but we also know that when you sleep, you're raised up. And so whenever it's not in the literal sense of somebody raising, in this case, he was asleep, and Yahweh awoke him from among the dead. Not from the dead, but from among the dead. But other times you're going to see it where it's not, it can't be literal because the person wasn't asleep. But so he's raised, there's still the word egairo, and that's going to be used in the figurative sense. Okay. And if that was necessary. 5. And that he appeared unto Cephas, which is Peter, then to the who?
12.
How many? 12. Oh, wait a minute here. After he was raised, awoken from the dead? Yeah. So we're talking about the resurrection. So he was seen by the 12, not 11. Mm-hmm. And even when it says 11, remember the 11 were at one time without Thomas. So remember, Yahushua came into the 11, and then Thomas came in and said, and so keep that in mind, because we're going to see that here. And after that, he appeared to about 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater number remained until even now, but some having fallen asleep. And so you see, 1 Corinthians 15 is all about awakening and falling asleep. Falling asleep and being awakened. That's our resurrection. After that, he appeared unto James, then unto all the apostles, and last of all, just as unto the unseasonable birth, he appeared even unto me. For I am the least of the apostles. Let's go to Acts, and I'm just going to verify that too. When they picked the apostle. And so our churches and stuff have, our teaching have so many errors, it's just all over. So we've got to look at the book to see if the book actually says what they're saying. Okay, Acts chapter 1.
Acts.
And you can read 18. They're talking about him dying. He's prophesied. It is needful then that of the men who accompanied with us during all the time in which the Lord Yahushua came in and went out over us, being from the immersion by John till the day when he was taken up by us, and a witness unto his resurrection along with us, should one of these become. And they appointed to Joseph and Justus. And, they chose the one. If Judas died before, it looked like that before he even Yahushua had even died, after he betrayed him, or even after he died, before the 30 days and 40 days in the Galilee, then Yahushua would have chosen the apostle. These guys are choosing the apostle. Why? Because it said then Judas had to kill himself after Christ is gone. Because they're asking, Lord, who do you choose? 24, and praying they said, Thou Lord, observe the hearts of all men, show forth whom thou hast chosen, these two, one. And then he does. And so they draw the dots. And so you're looking at all the evidence, you're looking at it like a crime scene. Look at the information. Look at it. So we'll go ahead and end there. And I give a word of prophecy for all the viewers or hearers. But Father, we thank you for your word, and just to see it, that it speaks to us that we have to actually work for this information. You're not going to lay it out for us. So seeking you shall find. So we thank you for all that you've done. Thank you, Mashiach Yahushua, our Lord and Savior, for not only dying for us, but living for us and being tortured for us. And through you we come to our Father for these words. Amen.
Amen.
Be at peace and know that I abide in peace, and the peace is where I live. So your anxiety, you have to discard. No anxiety at any time, but know that I abide within you, and I abide in peace. So you make your minds endeavor to be at peace at all times, so that I can accomplish my will in your lives. Amen.